time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in Radio Land. Grab your stretchy pants, pop in an acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
You ate a pan of biscuits, a pot of kidney stew. You drank a gallon of milk, you ate a pound cake too. A skillet of liver, a dozen of eggs, 12 hot dogs and 8 broad legs. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you down.
Da, 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 da. Well, you can find a song for anything on the internet, can't you?
Yeah, just got to look for it. Take that. Takes time.
Yes, it does.
It does.
We were racking our brains trying to come up with a restaurant to review in the Schaumburg area since we were going there to do some shopping.
Exactly.
Shopping. I hate shopping.
I know you do, but sometimes you do need new shirts and new tidy whiteys and stuff.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need them. The light bulb over our little heads went off when suddenly we remembered a restaurant that has been around forever. And we have not been there in a long, long time.
Decades.
Decades, if not longer.
Yeah. I mean, we have not been there.
Yeah, a couple of months even.
No, years and years. Well, we've been here in 10 years already, yeah. And we've never been there in 10 years.
No, we haven't.
And then before that, I only went maybe once while I bowl with the girls, but...
It is like a blast from the past.
If it is.
And we are referring to the mother of all calorie bombs. The restaurant with the menu to end all menus.
Oh, God, yes.
And the ever popular, long forgotten Cheesecake Factory in Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It has been over a decade since we've been there, and nothing seems to have changed.
I know.
It looks exactly like we remembered it, except... There was no line waiting to get a table for lunch.
I remember it used to be really hard to get in. It was long line. Not anymore.
I mean, when we went after bowling, we made sure that we get done bowling early, we would go there. Because if you go a little later for lunch, you got to wait in line.
Anyway, we sat down and attempted to read through their 22-page menu.
Oh, my word.
Judging from the look on Nancy's face, we were going to be here for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
The waiter came by, took our drink order, and asked if we had decided what we would like to order. And Nancy replied, no.
Nope.
When he came back with our drinks, he asked again if we had decided, and again, Nancy said, nope.
Nope.
The waiter returned 5 minutes later with a basket of bread and again inquired. And again, Nancy said, nope.
Nope.
Since she was only on page 12 of the menu, I decided to relieve my hunger with some of the bread.
I'm a slow reader when it comes to food.
The waiter returned once again, filled up our iced teas, and asked if we were ready to order. And guess what?
Nope.
Nancy again said, nope.
Nope.
The bread was almost gone when she came to a decision. And of course, then our waiter was nowhere to be found.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that the way it works?
We were ready and it's like, okay, I'm hungry. Now I want it. And where are you? I know where he was because when he came to our table to take our order, he stunk from smoking cigarettes. So he must have went outside and had a cigarette while he was waiting for me to make up my mind on their 22-page menu.
That's really kind of off-putting to him.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they should not allow the waiters and waitresses or busboys to smoke.
When they're on duty
because they come back and they smell horrible. Yeah.
And us being reformed smokers,
we don't want to smell
the worst.
We are. I wasn't the only one to have a hard time deciding, and you know that, Jim.
That's true.
You were torn between the Cuban sandwich and the chicken parmesan sandwich. He, of course, went with the higher calorie count item, 2020, to be exact. and picked the chicken parmesan sandwich for $14.95. This was tender chicken, lightly coated in parmesan breadcrumbs, tomato sauce, and melted cheese on a freshly grilled French roll. He chose French fries for his side, so tag on another 530 calories. Keep in mind, a man his age and size should intake 2,000 calories a day. He has exceeded the ideal daily calorie intake by 550 calories so far.
Yes.
The sandwich, of course, was huge, and the fries were tasty.
See, I can do this because I am a trained professional. Yes, I am.
Yeah, but you were 550 calories already over your daily intake.
I'll try to do better.
Go on.
Nancy's poor little blonde brain was overtaxed by trying to read the huge menu. It was just too much for her.
I know. I felt like it was going to just and explode.
So she figured, the heck with it. I'll just divert to my old standby, which was a lunch flatbread pizza and salad for $13.50.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You've done this before.
I know.
You look over the entire menu, you agonize about it, and then you go what you always order. Why is that?
Because there's so many things on the, I mean, they should cut the menu down. Because there's so many, I don't know what to have. I get all tied up in knots, and I just say, forget it. I'll go with my norm.
And as everyone knows, change is evil.
It is.
It is. She chose the pepperoni flatbread pizza for her pizza, which was 1,110 calories. And she wanted ranch dressing on her salad, which was additional 260 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So far you're up to what, 1370?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yep.
So you still got room to go.
I know.
What came looked totally different than what she had remembered 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The salad used to have julienne, beets, sprouts, etc. on top. And now all you get is tomato and cucumber.
I know. That was so disappointing.
And you don't even like tomato.
I know.
Oh, the salad was not as impressive as she remembered and wasn't as tasty.
Nope.
No.
You got to keep those little bits of things on there.
She asked the waiter for some red onion to zip it up.
Yep.
They got to have something to zip it
you
up.
You do. I mean, there was
lettuce.
No flavor.
Yeah. The pizza was thicker than flatbread pizza should be, which I guess they should make it thinner because it's called flatbread.
Exactly.
Now, she wasn't happy with her choice.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope, not at all. Nope. And I also took flatbread pizza home, so I didn't really eat all of those calories.
Ooh, aren't we just little miss proper here?
Mm-hmm. You have to order dessert at a restaurant named Cheesecake Factory. So let's add up more calories.
I think we should.
We decided on the limoncello cream tort for $8.95 with 1,150 calories.
So basically, it's a piece of cake with 1,150 calories on it?
Oh, but it was so good. And, you know, okay, we'll go to that part later. This was layers of vanilla cake and lemon mascarpone cream topped with streusel and served with strawberries and whipped cream.
I think I see why it was 1,100 calories.
Uh-huh.
I think I do.
Uh-huh. This was awesome. And we were both fighting over it.
Actually, that was really probably the best part of the whole meal.
That was It was
really, really good.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. I don't like cheesecake. That is why we went off the beaten path today. I know you like cheesecake, but I don't. And I wanted to have a little taste of dessert. And so that's why we went with the limoncello cake. And boy, I'm so glad we did because it was so delicious. And my mouth is now watering.
Now for the day of reckoning. Nancy's calorie count came to a mere 1,945.
Yay!
My whopping calorie count was 3,125.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Total calories consumed between the two of us, 5,070. Total price, $50.29, about a penny a calorie.
Wow.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That is so disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't believe we had that 5,000 calories.
I know.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't eat all my calories, though. Not till the next day.
Okay. So you had 4,000. Like it makes a difference.
This restaurant, so you know, is handicap accessible.
Because they have to wheel you out after you're done eating all of that stuff. My goodness.
Jim, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. My sandwich could have used more seasoning, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, you know, it's
kind of bland.
Yeah, it was kind of bland. But the limoncello cream tort was awesome. Oh, that was so good.
I know.
That was so good.
Let's not talk about it now. My mouth's watering again.
Okay. What's your take, Toots?
Oh, you can never go back. I also love the limoncello cream tort. It was the highlight of my lunch experience.
That was good.
It was.
Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
The Cheesecake Factory, 53 Woodfield Road, Schaumburg, 60173. Phone number is 847-619-1090. Website, www.thecheesecakefactory.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road South, then east on Golf Road to Woodfield Mall. Estimated travel time, 30 minutes. Not bad.
No.
So, not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. For those of you who just tune in, this masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you
last
in WHRU.
It is the last letter in WHRU, so we put you last.
And then there's a LP.
Let's party. Yay!
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check. I think we did.
Vehicle.
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. Lexi told us about 815 Chop House in Crystal Lake.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. But we're going to find it.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with it. Well, there's a couple new ones because didn't M Supper Club go out of business and somebody else's?
Yeah, but I don't know what's taking over.
I don't. We have to launch a query and find out.
After all this coronavirus is done.
Right, right.
Because we're not going to be going to many restaurants do reviews, I don't think.
But no, let us know what's going. You can email us. You know, let us know what's going on. Or
right.
If you knew of a place, just email us and tell us.
Yeah.
And any complaints or anything else, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. But be in mind, if you write us a letter and you complain about something, we will tear it to shreds on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So be aware of that.
Of course.
But please do that because then we don't have to come up with a show.
Yeah, we can waste a few minutes of our time.
Just like we're doing now.
Okay.
You are fake news.
Fake.
We are going to have a little different take on fake news this time.
Okay.
We are going to combine that with America's favorite game.
What is that?
So we are going to, well, this segment is America's favorite game.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know we had made America's favorite game up. Okay.
It is what we're going to do. We're going to have different food items.
Okay.
And I'm going to say something, and Nance is going to have to determine if it's real or fake, and vice versa.
Okay.
And then we get points for this.
Mm-hmm.
And that will determine who the winner is.
And we're this as usual, like on our fake news.
Yeah,
the points don't—they're nothing.
Well, they give you bragging rights, and you win the game.
Oh, okay.
But then we have a little change on. I'll go into that later on when we go into lightning sudden death round.
Oh, okay. Lightning sudden death?
Yes.
I don't want to die.
Well, then you may not do so well then. Okay, why don't you start it off, dear?
Okay. Rainbow corn. Okay. This multicolored corn has kernels that come in six colors from red to purple and taste just like your favorite sweet corn. Real or fake?
Purple corn.
I know.
I don't think so.
It's real.
It's real?
It's actually called glass gem corn, and it's as beautiful as it sounds.
I've never seen that.
Me neither.
Huh.
But if you think about it, dear, purple is corn because don't they have those tortilla chips that come purple-y?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted you to make a fool of yourself on the radio in front of 10 million thousand people.
That's a lot of people.
I know.
No problem.
Okay. Your turn, my love.
Thank you. The next one is bacon wrap.
Okay, that sounds
good. Bacon is everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And they put bacon in everything.
I love bacon.
Everywhere.
It's so good.
Well,
what
they did, you know how they have those little fruit wraps like that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Have? Well, this bacon wrap is dried paper-thin bacon product, and it's the latest item to jump on the bacon bandwagon. It comes on a roll like aluminum foil, and it's used to cover the top or the bottom of your favorite dishes, like potatoes, or you can even wrap a steak in it. Oh, how's that sound?
That sounds good. I think it's real because they have the pre-cooked bacon already. So all they got to do is make it into a wrap. No?
It's fake. I made it up.
Are you kidding me?
But it's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, because they have pre-cooked bacon already.
I know.
That I would buy.
See?
Make it so easy for my potatoes and stuff.
Note to Hormel. Come up with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Purple burger.
Okay.
This burger is made using purple yams in the bun and topping it with red cabbage slaw. Wash it down with a blueberry milkshake. Real or fake?
Boy, I sincerely hope this is fake.
It's real.
Really?
This burger is served at a restaurant called 67 in Berlin.
Oh, my goodness.
It's around the world.
Oh.
Hey, they're coming up with all these plant-based things.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
That's true.
Yuck.
Okay. The next one is Doritos Pure.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's, you know, they come up with all these different flavors of Doritos and chips, and most of them are horrible.
Oh, chips are horrible.
And this also goes along with the organic food trend.
Okay.
These Doritos have no added flavors, coloring, or artificial ingredients of any kind. So you won't get those orange fingers.
Oh, okay.
Is it real or is it fake?
No added flavors. Doritos Pure. No end. I would say real. It's not?
It's fake. There's called corn chips.
Well, that's what I okay. That's what I thought it would be, like tortilla chips, just regular plain old tortilla chips then.
Work with me here.
Okay, I am. I'm trying. Okay.
We don't have any points. Neither one of us do.
Because they sounded pretty good.
We don't have any points.
I want that bacon wrap. People should listen and write to Hormel. My next one is called belly flops, irregular jelly beans.
Irregular jelly beans?
Well, yeah. Well, jelly bellies, you know, jelly beans, belly flops.
Okay.
These poor little jelly bellies may not look pretty. They may be shaped a little weird, like round or crooked, but they taste good. They come in a bag of assorted flavors, so you never know what flavor you'll get. But they are half-priced. Real or fake?
How can a jelly bean be a regular? It's a jelly bean.
I don't know.
So I'm going to say fake.
It's real.
Really?
You can buy them directly from Jelly Belly's site, but you never know what flavors you'll get. Now, that's what I'd like to know and dig in a little further, because are they their normal flavors that are just irregulars?
You might get like the booger flavor or something.
Oh, God, no. Then I don't want them. Otherwise, I get them because Jelly Bellies are expensive, and I love like the buttered popcorn one.
Like you might get all booger flavor or something. Mm. Anyway, now as I know you're excited about this.
I think I won one. No, did I?
No, we've got no points. Neither one of us have points.
Oh, my God.
We're nothing.
We're bad.
Which is really sad because we're looking at the script reading.
Well, we got a guess.
Anyway, now it's time for the sudden death lightning round, where all the points are doubled. But this is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
I'm going to name three ingredients or foods, and object is to pick which one of the three foods is real.
Okay.
A sausage donut. A donut with maple glaze and sprinkled with crumbled bits of sausage. Or a sriracha donut. A French donut glazed with a sriracha sugar icing. Or an everything donut. It's like a regular donut topped with cream cheese icing and sprinkled with everything seasoning.
Ooh.
Which one is real?
The sausage donut is out because you'd have to keep it refrigerated. And nobody wants a cold donut.
Okay.
Sriracha? I would think it's pretty spicy. I'm going to say the everything donut. I won!
You won. You got some points. The points are doubled.
Doubled. I got 2 points?
You got 2 points.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
All right.
But how would that be, though? Everything donut is like a bagel, and this is on a donut?
I might like to try it.
Really?
Uh-huh. You know I love that stuff on top of my bagel.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Okay. Now you have to pick one of three that might be real.
And this is the sudden death lightning round.
You betcha, for double points.
Okay.
I've got two already. You got zip.
Okay.
One, Bloody Mary pizza. A pizza with tomato sauce, horseradish, celery, and shrimp.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I know, doesn't it?
Ooh.
Ooh, my mouth is watering.
That sounds good.
Or a Bloody Mary deviled eggs.
What?
Yeah, deviled eggs made with Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix and garnished with a green olive slice and a celery leaf.
Okay.
Or three, Bloody Mary pancakes. Oh, I don't think so. Cornmeal.
You're not supposed to give me any hints, dear.
Well, I don't know, but cornmeal pancakes made with Bloody Mary's mix, and instead of syrup, vodka is poured on top. Oh, my God, you'd be drunk in the morning.
Gee, I wonder if that's the answer. You know, you're horrible at this. You no offense, you really...
Should I do...
You really are. I mean, I don't have a clue which one could be, you know, not the one. I don't have a clue. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I can think about it. I'm going to say the Bloody Mary pizza is real. What?
No, but doesn't it sound good?
If you say the pancakes.
No. Bloody Mary deviled eggs is real.
Really?
Recipes for the real dishes can be found online.
No kidding.
I think this is on Food Network.
Online.
Yeah, from the Food Network.
Really?
Yeah. I would love to try to make this pizza.
That does sound good.
Doesn't it? I mean, I make a scampi pizza at home, a flatbread pizza with, you know, why can't I make this? It's just, you do your tomato stuff, put some horseradish in it, some celery and shrimp. Whoa, No, you know what?
Try the Bloody Mary pancakes.
Oh, God. That sounds disgusting. And you're going to get drunk.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
You ate a pan of biscuits, a pot of kidney stew. You drank a gallon of milk, you ate a pound cake too. A skillet of liver, a dozen of eggs, 12 hot dogs and 8 broad legs. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you down. A pound of bologna, a gallon of ice cream too. You ate the sole off of my left shoe. Started in the kitchen and ended in the hall. You chewed up the rug and ate the